episode 2910, Start Doing What Helps to Stop Doing What Hurts.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready to talk about New Year's resolutions? Okay, maybe not. But it is Health and Wellness Day. It's about you doing what you need to do to care for your body. Start doing what helps to stop doing what hurts. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, if you haven't heard, we have partnered with pray.com. So exciting things are happening, and all I can say is TV show. Okay, did you get it? All right, well, it's happening this month, starting next week. So stay tuned here. Make sure you're on the newsletter because you want to be in the know. It's exciting. I'm really nervous, but you know what? God has something extraordinary planned for you and for me. And there's no reason, right, to try to go through life doing everything on our own with our own strength. And in order for you to have your own strength, though, when you're trying to battle the busyness of life, you got to have a healthy body. And there's no reason to complicate healthy living. I know you're busy. I get it. Your body, though, deserves the best. This is your year. Start doing what helps to stop doing what hurts. So let me ask you this. Are you one who looks in the mirror and wishes you saw someone different than who you see? Ooh, that's a tough one, right? I think that question is kind of like the gut puncher. It's like, oh, I felt it. And it's not just about in the gut, but it also hits you in the heart, right? There's emotions attached to that. And if we're all honest, body image, it's troubling. It's a struggle for so many, and rightfully so. We get attached to what's easy in the busy and leave out what is best for the body. You know what I'm talking about, right? You've got those long days. Come on. You're starting to go back to school, or maybe next week is your back to school week. For us, I'm in a different season, actually. I don't have anybody going back to school yet. All of mine are college age, or they are now out of the house. And it's kind of weird because even my youngest said, Mom, it's weird not going back to high school, because he graduated early in December. So we celebrate that. But wherever you are, you know, there's always a new routine that happens with a new year. And with that new routine, right, healthy living takes intentional preparation. You can't just wake up and will off the weight. I wish it was so. Or you can't just add muscle to your form. It's not that easy. But the reverse tells a different story. Beating up our bodies is a simple convenience in the busyness of life. Why think about what your body needs to perform at its optimal level when you can have convenience? So instead of complicating the preparation, start doing what helps in order to stop doing what hurts. Lead with ease. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Lead with ease. E-A-S-E. Whew, you got to have something easy, right? You're probably thinking, Christiane, have you seen my house? I still have Christmas decorations up. I get that. I have way too many Christmas decorations most of the time, and it takes me months to get them all down. I do little bits at a time. And then you've got to start the new routines of going back to school, getting, you know, up at a reasonable hour, not 9, pushing 10 o'clock. And then you're used to staying up late, so now you've got to go to sleep, and you're thinking, there's no way I'm going to get back on schedule. If you're constantly fighting with yourself, the battle will never be won. It's as simple as that. So you got to lead with ease. There's four things here, E-A-S-E. E, number one, eliminate what hurts. You know what is causing you pain. You know the foods that you're eating that makes you bloated. That's painful, right? You go to the bathroom, you're constipated. I know, maybe a little bit TMI, I'm sorry. If you're eating right now, I apologize in advance, but your life matters. Your body matters. So you've got to take this year seriously. I know, I'm right there with you. Yesterday, I did 30 minutes on the bicycle. I was so excited. I haven't been able to do that for months. Why? Huh? Well, honestly, busyness. Everybody else's schedule but mine. This mama and grandma was answering to everybody else but myself. And I put myself last. Well, this year I said no more. I cannot do that. I have got to become first, and then I will do what's next. Because if I don't have a healthy body, how can I serve and love those that I love the most? I can't. I won't be able to do it. I won't have the strength. I won't have the endurance. I'll be fatigued. I'll be worn and torn. And life isn't going to be easy. And on top of all of that, I'll be crabby. Who wants to be a crabby person? Well, I don't. And I know definitely my family doesn't want me to be that way. So eliminate what hurts. Maybe you have been drinking too much alcohol. There's a lot of people who take January off. It's a good way to start the new year. Maybe you indulge just a little bit too much. And this is not about a guilt trip. This is you being honest with yourself and what you want from this year. It's not me dictating. Okay, you get to choose. I'm choosing what's right for me. And so I've got to eliminate what hurts. Well, guess what? Over the holidays, I drank a little extra Pepsi or two. And actually, caffeine doesn't really affect my body, but the sugar that's in it totally affects me. And it really sends my body into a spiral. So I got to eliminate that, which I did. I've been off of it for 3 or 4 days now. I've already lost track, which is a good thing. Eliminate what hurts. Number two, A, accelerate what helps. For me, drinking water. Did you know there was a study that just came out, and it kind of blew my mind. For an average woman, we are supposed to be drinking 2.5 liters of water a day. Now, they did not at all preface it with the fact of if you want to lose weight, you drink half your body weight in ounces for water. No, they just said the study shows that we are walking around dehydrated, and that if you're an average woman, you need to be drinking 2.5 liters of water, and for an average man, 3.5 liters of water. Now, in that same report, they also went on to say that, well, you know, that is challenging. So I don't want you to go and try to waterlog yourself, right? You've got to do what's right for your body. For me personally, I know I need water. So already I'm setting myself up for success. I have my gallons of water, and I already have it to where I've marked it on there as to I need to have drank so much by this hour, by this hour, by this hour. Then I can refill it and I can start it again. That is what I need to do for me. So I accelerate that. I'm really pushing hard on that. The other thing I'm pushing hard on is moving my body every single day intentionally. Okay, for me, I did the bicycle yesterday for 30 minutes. Now, that's not a lot for me, but I'm getting started in another routine. And so I've got to do it. And so I was excited. I did 30 minutes. I clocked it. Yes. So eliminate, accelerate. Number three is S. Now, you're probably going to question me on this one, but hear me out. Sleep more than you complain. Remember, the kiss is lead with ease. I don't care how great you are. If you don't get enough sleep, you're going to complain a lot. Sign me up. I do it all the time. Ask my children. Not my husband. Ask my children. I'm fussy. I'm short-toned in my voice, and it just has this edge to it. We have got to get sleep, not just to be healthy overall, but just so we can manage our own emotions, our own feelings, so we have a brain that's actually functioning. Then everything else can come into play. But we've got to do it just for the mere basics of living. Eliminate, accelerate, sleep. And number four, E, establish a routine. I don't know about you, but over the holidays, we were not in a routine, not at all. And even right now, I can't say that I'm in a routine, but I'm working towards that. Even my son told me last night, he said, "Mom, I'm going to bed." I looked at him. It wasn't like midnight or anything. And I said, "Really?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm going to bed." And he goes, "I've got to get myself on a routine." I'm like, yes, because I know when they do it, I can do it too. And my husband has to be on it because he's up at the crack of dawn. And I would like to start waking up naturally. So my goal, I'm saying it here, I'm saying it out loud for all to know. I want to be in bed no later than 11, but I'm aiming for 10 with the hope that I will go to bed in between that hour, between 10 and 11. Now, ultimately, I would love to be into bed at 10, allow myself to wind down a little bit, listen to some meditation of the Bible as I fall asleep, and be done and out by 10:20, 10:30 at the latest. That would give me a healthy rest, and then I would be able to wake up on my own without an alarm clock around 4:30 or 5 o'clock and get up, do my intentional movement, and start my day. So that's my routine. What does your routine look like? Maybe you need to figure out, okay, well, I've got to get the kids off to school. Okay, well, start there, because you can't change that time of arrival at school, right? There is a deadline there. So start with that and work backwards. If you've got to be there by, let's say, 7:30, 8 o'clock, what does that look like? Well, how long does it take you to get the kids ready? Well, depending upon the ages of the kids, it could be short or long. You may be more involved or not. Maybe you're cooking breakfast, or maybe they're doing the breakfast of champions and doing cereal and milk. Whatever works for your family, there's no judgment here. But you need to understand, right? So you can work backwards. And for a lot of people, if you don't start your day at the beginning and get in the things that really matter, your day escapes you, and therefore nothing else gets done. You are left on the back burner. I don't want you there. So I really want you to establish a routine. Now, all of this can be done, but it's not going to happen overnight. So allow yourself little steps, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Figure out the one step. For me, I got on the bicycle. Did I drink all the water I should have yesterday? Yep. Nope, I did not. I failed. I did drink water, but not as much as I needed to. So I'm going to ramp that up a little bit, along with doing my at least 30 minutes of intentional movement for the day today. And then I'll analyze that. If I can do it twice a day, more power to me. But sometimes your schedule just doesn't allow that. So get to a routine that's going to be an everyday event, or at least 6 days out of your 7 days. You can take a day off. But the more you work with your body, the better off you'll be. And let me tell you this. When you think about what God said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. I want you to think about that for a minute. I bet you, you're loving your neighbor better than you love yourself. I know I do. And if I was to treat my neighbor the way I treat myself at times, especially a decade or so ago, I wouldn't like myself very much. I wouldn't think I was a great friend, because I wasn't taking care of what I needed to take care of for me. So I want you to love yourself so you can love your neighbor even more, so you can love your family even more, so you can do the job at work that you need to do, so you have a good head on your shoulders, so you have the energy and you have that passion within you to actually execute what God has given you with your gifts here on this earth. So my prayer for you today, my friend, is this. May your actions speak to the care of yourself. Be specific in your needs, asking God for strength and endurance during this transition. You matter. Start doing what helps so you can live, love, and impact the world you touch. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.